Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Today, we're going to be talking to Mac Bibee, president and CEO of the Associated Builders and Contractors, about non-union construction, prevailing wage, and project labor agreements. Plus, our Power Pundit panel on presidential politics. Next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest on September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall. Information booths, entertainment, food samplings, wellness screenings, flu shots, and the Eldorado Salteria, a theatrical Cirque sensation. That's Senior Fest, September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall at the corner of South Virginia and Peckham Lane. Call Senior Spectrum at 348-0717 for information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association. Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Mac Bibee, who is the president and CEO of ABC Nevada. That's the Associated Builders and Contractors.
That's right.
Mac, tell me about your group, ABC. We have so many different groups. We have AGC. We have the subcontractors. It seems like we have a number of different construction groups. We have the home builders. Why is ABC different than that?
Well, first, thanks for having me on, Paul. I appreciate
Anytime,
it being
buddy.
Here. So the Associated Builders and Contractors is essentially a mission-driven trade association to represent non-union commercial contractors and subcontractors. So what we primarily do is we look at things a little bit differently than some of these other organizations, because signatory companies essentially have union organizations that push for policies that are beneficial to labor unions. So we try to offset that with our objectives and goals. So we look at prevailing wage a little bit differently. We look at how projects are bid by the various government entities a little bit differently. And so what we try to do is bring balance to the policy and to the debate and represent the commercial companies that really wouldn't have a voice without this association.
So when you hear prevailing wage, a lot of people, I mean, they hear that, they know it's tied to the unions, but what does that mean in terms of dollars?
So when you look at a prevailing wage, it's prevailing wage is actually quite complicated, and so it's not an easy concept to grasp. You know, you have a survey process that you go out and the labor commissioner collects surveys on the different trades and the different groups to see what the wage should be. You have provisions in there where you actually trigger a collective bargaining rate if they if a certain amount of wage surveys come in. So it automatically bumps it up. You have a requirement for health and fringe and basically vacation time, things like that.
A non-union contractor, but you're bidding a prevailing wage job where you're going to have to pay these much higher rates.
Right, which is set by the labor commissioner, which does these based upon the surveys they receive. So what we've experienced is that prevailing wage is, in Nevada is generally higher than what you would pay on, say, a private sector job. And so...
So the taxpayer is going to pay a lot more than a private company that goes and bids something out.
Right. And so here's a perfect example of that. So as you recall, during the legislative session, there was a period of time where public schools, K through 12 and higher ed, was exempt from prevailing wage. So I know of at least one instance in Las Vegas where there were bids went out for a school down there. The law was signed in the middle of the bid process. So the bids were put in, but it wasn't awarded yet. So everybody had to rebid. And what came about was the lowest bid that was awarded ended up being $900,000 more than what was done previously with the prevailing wage exemption. That's almost $1 million in savings on a single school project.
Okay, is that percentage-wise, is that a big percentage? Is that a small percentage? I mean, are we talking like about a $5 million school? Are we talking about a $50 million school?
You know, I can't tell you percentages, but if you save $1 million on each school project that you have, that's
more money.
That's
to go
a
to
lot
the classroom,
of money.
Sure.
Well, that's a lot of money. That's more money for school construction, more money for school repairs. We have a school. You know, we have capacity issues in Clark County and in Washoe County with our schools. And so that is actually, you know, when we were down there during the legislative session, one of the arguments was that there's no proof that not having prevailing wage saves money. There's no proof. Well, that is actually right here in Nevada, a real world example of what the inflated wage rate can do to a single project.
So let's talk about that, because that bill passed, then it was kind of unpassed, part of the last-minute wrangling with mm-hmm. the Democrats and mm-hmm. the governors really over the tax bill. Mm-hmm. So we did get some prevailing wage reform this time. It wasn't quite what we had initially on schools, but
right.
there was something that did pass. What was it, and what did that reform look like?
Well, Senator Kefauver actually had a really good prevailing wage, comprehensive prevailing wage reform package, and that's what the Associated Builders and Contractors were behind. That is turning the wage survey to a straight average. Making it so you can't make anonymous wage complaints anymore. That the person, what happens now is the labor organizations have a committee that they just kind of go through and they just start filing wage complaints. And you could be happy on your job and all of a sudden somebody's filing a complaint that you had no idea was filed. So we were trying to put an end to some of the abuses in the system and bring some accountability to the taxpayer in it. So what happened was it became a big priority for labor organizations and for the Democrats to bring schools back into prevailing wage. And so what ultimately happened in the deal that was cut was that instead of 40% triggering the collective bargaining rate, it goes up to 50% of the surveys. It's you get a 10% reduction on schools. Charter schools are exempt. But pretty much, you know, the needle was moved a bit, which historically is a big deal because trying to get prevailing wage changed has been monumentally difficult, but it wasn't the comprehensive reform that we wanted to see.
Well, hey, there's always next time. We'll see, right? All right, we're going to be right back with Mac Bybee of the Associated Builders and Contractors on Nevada Newsmakers.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest on September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Rideau Town Mall. Information booths, entertainment, food samplings, wellness screenings, flu shots, and the El Dorado Salteria, a theatrical Cirque sensation. That's Senior Fest, September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall at the corner of South Virginia and Peckham Lane. Call Senior Spectrum at 348-0717 for information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
We are back with Mac Bybee, President and CEO of the Associated Builders and Contractors. We are talking about prevailing wage. Another issue that I want to address is project labor agreements. That's something that you guys have been on for a long time. I know you were involved in a lawsuit a number of years ago on PLAs. So what is a project labor agreement, and what are the issues that the non-union builders have with it?
So essentially what a project labor agreement is an agreement between labor organization or labor leaders and a government entity on a public works project. I mean, you can do it on private sector, but what we were really fighting for was it was on public works projects. So they negotiate that you have to hire through a labor hall, that the wage rates are going to be set.
Hold on that. I could have my own employees, right? You're going to have your own non-union employees as a non-union contractor, but I can't use them on that particular project. I have to go and hire different people?
Correct. So what you have to do is say you're a non-signatory general contractor. You then, for the labor agreement, project labor agreement, have to hire through the union hall. At the collective bargained rates to pay for the project, which essentially is either in part or fully paid for by taxpayer money. So let's take ACES Stadium, for example. That was a project labor agreement on that. And because of the way the project labor agreement was written, we essentially told non-union construction workers in Reno that you cannot work on this job. We're going to bring somebody in from Oakland instead of somebody right here at home. And this was at the height of the recession where construction was devastated, because the way the project labor agreement was written was it put hiring through the labor hall first ahead of the community. And so that's the kind of practices we want to stop. We think the project labor agreement is patently unfair. We think that it's, forcing somebody to hire through a labor hall is unfair. If a signatory contractor wins a bid, they should be able to hire 100% through the labor hall. That's not our problem. We just want our guys want to use their workers and guarantee their work, which ultimately is their responsibility.
Sure, I mean, I can imagine the management nightmare. Imagine the management nightmare trying to really get people that don't work for you to do what you need them to do on a project.
Right. So a big portion of what's in a project labor agreement is a dispute resolution board, which is essentially how it works is say the laborers are mad at the plumbers because they thought that they should be doing work over here, where the plumber's like, this is plumbing work. The laborers don't belong here. And so you actually have a board to settle all those issues, whereas if you're non-signatory, you don't have those problems.
So once again, when people wonder why government isn't as nimble as the private sector, I mean, this is definitely one of the reasons why, especially on these big projects.
Right. So the whole point of a project labor agreement is basically to give priority hiring
preferences to organize labor.
So this was a big issue that you guys did win this last legislative session.
Yes.
I know that it was a bit of a battle. So what does that reform look like now?
Right. So the legislation that we pushed it, you know, the session's 120 days, and it literally took us 120 days to pass it. It was introduced on day one. It passed on the last day. So essentially what we pushed was, and what passed, was that you can't require... this is public work. This is public works projects, government projects, that governments cannot require you to conform to a collective bargaining agreement as a condition of the bid.
Okay, so that means you can bid as a non-union contractor and still be able to use your own employees.
Right, and what a lot of our large GCs do, they'll use some union labor. It's not that we're opposed to organized labor. In fact, you know, you talk to my GCs or even some of my subs, and they say, hey, you know, we hire through the union hall. We want the flexibility to be able to manage the project if we're going to bid on it. And that is what we put into place, is you cannot force a non-union company to be signatory.
So you just want that flexibility to be able to use your own people. If you need to get some expertise or you need more people, you can go down to the union hall and you can hire them out of there. And so is that what the new reform that was signed by the governor?
Yeah, and that's essentially it. It says you can't require hiring through the union hall.
So let's talk about that, because workforce development, I know, is an issue in multiple industries, especially with skilled trade.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys having that issue with contractors?
Right now what we're seeing is there's still some capacity. We're seeing a slow climb out of the recession. We're having a lot of my member companies are having a hard time rolling their crews from one project to the next. So they might do a big project, and then their next project will be small. And so they're having a hard time rolling that labor force. But what we're seeing right now is a big deficit for the white-collar portion of the construction industry, which is your project managers and your estimators. And, you know, as we were discussing before, we have an 8-year recession where nobody was entering construction. So you have nearly a decade where nobody was entering the industry. You have the individuals that were doing the work that are either retired or doing something else. And that is the portion that I'm seeing right now that is, and that I'm hearing about right now, is that, you know, where are we going to find these guys? Where find these people? Where are they going to come from? How can we develop it internally? But right now, that is a huge gap in the workforce for construction.
So, hey, there's a message to somebody maybe looking for a new gig, maybe looking for a new job, the place to examine. Hey, Mac, thank you very much.
Right,
appreciate your
you.
Time. We're going to be right back with our Power Pundit panel on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
If you want your kids to ace spelling tests, become star athletes, and own the kickball field, then their best medicine might just be in their lunchbox. Renown Health has ideas for healthy foods to pack in their lunches at bestmedicinenews.org.
It's the little things in life that make me smile. Spending the day with my niece. I don't use Super Polygrip for hold because my dentures fit well. Before, those little pieces would get in between my dentures and my gum and it was uncomfortable.
Even well-fitting dentures let in food particles. Just a few dabs of Super Polygrip Free is clinically proven to seal out more food particles, so you're more comfortable and confident while you eat.
So it's not about keeping my dentures in, it's about keeping the food particles out.
Try Super Polygrip Free.
Here at Humana, we value sticking with things. When something works, people stick with it. More people stick with Humana Medicare Advantage because we stick with them.
Medicare Advantage. The plan people stick with.
If you're facing a morning full of meetings or a first period math test, a healthy breakfast packed with fiber and protein might just be your best medicine. Renown Health has healthy and quick breakfast ideas at bestmedicinenews.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers with our Power Pundit panel. We have Chris Wicker, who is a spokesman for the Washoe County Democratic Party. We have Elisa Cafferata, who is the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood. And we have Rue Goodenow, who is an attorney with Parson Beal in Latimer.
Parsons Bailey in Latimer.
God, Bailey. Okay, sorry. I'm having a hard time reading today. All right. Let's talk about the presidential race. We saw over the weekend that Bernie Sanders surged to a 9-point lead over Hillary Clinton. In Iowa, Donald Trump is still in the lead, buoyed by, who would have guessed it, evangelicals. Ben Carson is coming up. I think Trump's at 29%. Carson's at 22%. All right. What is your take on all this? Was this kind of the summer where everybody is just, hey, we're going to go a little crazy, and then, you know, as we get a little closer, are people going to get a little take a different look at this, Chris?
No, it's been I would call it a topsy-turvy summer of many surprises among the professional pundits who were making predictions that just weren't being followed through by the public. But, you know, we're a year away from the presidential election. And we saw similar surges, particularly in the Republican field in 2008 and 2012, and saw the same thing play out in 2008, where early leaders fell by the wayside. And I think what now people are expressing a frustration with the way Washington isn't working. But when they really sit down and really think about who they want to be president, I think they'll take a second look, and we probably may see different results.
Okay, so you're Hillary Clinton, is she going to be the Democratic nominee?
Right now, I think the indications are that she would be.
All right. Lisa, what's your take?
I agree. We kind of go through sort of the leader of the month. Trump, I think, has a little more staying power than we thought, but still very early days. And, you know, for Nevadans, we're one of the earliest caucus states. And so what I think our voters would really like to see, and hopefully folks who have the chance to meet these candidates will ask the questions, is, you know, they're all speaking out of a playbook. And one of the reasons to have an early caucus in Nevada was to get Western issues addressed. What about drought? What about water? What about infrastructure needs?
What about the sage hen?
You know, just the issues that affect the West. And so I think that, you know, for Nevada voters, they'll want to see where people fall on those things, because we don't always fall into the Iowa, New Hampshire sort of camps. And so hopefully we'll get some information on where they stand on those issues.
Well, Congress is back in session. They're taking up Western issues, I guess. But I want to take a little bit different tack on the question you asked. And that is, I think polling is really unreliable now. In part, I think that's because there isn't such a thing as a phone book really anymore. And you can't call people's cell phones. You can't find the numbers for them. And so what we're getting, I think, is a lot of the polling from locations where party regulars are frequenting. And, you know, it's just not very representative of the general voting public. And this is true all over the world. For example, you know, look at what happened in England when in the last election for prime minister, where the polling was completely off. The election went much more conservative than any of the polls predicted.
But this is interesting. I mean, I'll go to a party, and all we'll talk about is Donald Trump. I mean, it seems like that's what people are talking about. I'll talk to some truck drivers, and they'll say, you know, hey, what do you think of Trump? And I mean, it's kind of interesting. I think there's a lot of serious people out there, you know, people that I would say are serious people who may not want to come right out and admit it. But I mean, I think there's a lot more Donald Trump fans.
Kind of a bit of a celebrity nation, and Donald Trump has been a celebrity for who knows how long. But it is shocking to me that his arrogance and some of his just outrageous statements that have no real substance behind them how they appeal to people.
They're working for him, right?
They're working for him. Like, we'll build the wall and Mexico will pay for it. Well, that's stupid, but people like to hear it.
Well, and his attacks on women and his disrespect for people, I think it plays to a certain group of people for a short period of time. But again, when you sit down and say, who do you want representing you, you know, as the leader, that's
Ruth, do you think that people
qualities.
Kind of miss that bravado, that American bravado? I mean, that is something that has kind of been at our core for a long time. And do you think that's what they're seeing in Trump?
I absolutely think that's right, that he's a showman. People are enjoying that right now. But, you know, this whole thing, like the news this morning, I've always felt like I was in the military. You know, that sort of stuff just won't play when people actually go to the polls.
All right. I guess we'll see. We've got.
We'll cross our fingers it doesn't play.
We've got another 14 months, right? All right. Hey, thank you very much. We'll be back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71 and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart. iMart Express.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? One out of four satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Spectrum, everyone has access to tons of free on-demand options instantly, and your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to four rooms.
Can't do that with satellite.
With the Spectrum TV app, watch live TV anywhere in your home, on your mobile devices, and download movies and shows to watch offline anywhere. Call 844-882-2999 now. Spectrum Internet is 20 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Spectrum Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Spectrum Voice. Get TV, Internet, and voice from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 844-882-2999 today.
Introducing the first-ever gummy multivitamin from Centrum. A complete and tasty new way to support your energy, immunity, and metabolism like never before. Centrum Multigummies. See gummies in a whole new light.
You have to see it to believe it. It's Floor & Decor. No one has a larger in-stock selection of quality tile, wood, and stone flooring. Plus, you get the lowest prices. Top quality floors, rock bottom prices. To find a store near you, visit flooranddecor.com.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association.
Tomorrow I'll be back with Mark Curtis, who is the president of Great Basin College in Elko, plus our PowerPundit panel. That's tomorrow on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.